Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, Mr. Calderon. I've been having some trouble with the new accounting software. It's quite different from the previous one that I was familiar with.
I attended a training course last week, but I'm still getting used to it. I keep referring to this user guide I received during the training.
That must be the problem. I wasn't in the office last week, so I missed the training. Would you mind if I borrow yours? I will get it back to you as soon as I make a photocopy of it.
That's a waste of time. It's more than 200 pages. Why not go ask the IT department? I'm sure they have extra copies in their office. Number 32. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 33. What does the woman ask for? Number 34. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Brunswick, what do you think of this floor plan for our museum's upcoming special exhibit?
It looks like it would be fine for a normal exhibit, but perhaps we should create more floor space. How many guests have reserved tickets so far?
We've almost sold out for the opening night. We should have a lot more visitors than any normal day.
In that case, I think we should move more of the artwork against the walls to make more room for people to walk through the middle.
Number 35. Who most likely is the man? Number 36. What does the man ask about? Number 37. What does the man suggest? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Caitlin, do you have a minute? I saw the memo about the company-wide training session scheduled for Monday. Most of my team members are going to Paris to attend a trade fair next week.
Really? Well, everyone is supposed to get the safety certification from the training. When will they come back?
They will be out for the whole week. As always, if the session is offered online, they can access it from hotel and complete the training. Can you email me a link for it?
Unfortunately, not this time. All employees will take a test for the safety certification after the session. I don't have any authority to make an exception for them. I suppose we don't have any other choice. I'll arrange another session sometime next month.
Number 38. What caused the problem? Number 39. What does the man ask about? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Here's your new phone, Ms. Wheeler. Shall I transfer all the data and contacts from your old phone?
No, that's all right. I can do that at any time, can't I?
Of course you can, even by yourself. Also, if you have this software installed on your computer, you can transfer any data from your phone to your devices and vice versa.
That sounds convenient. How can I do that?
Jody will assist you with that. Jody, would you give her a hand with the data transfer?
Sure, no problem. Ms. Wheeler, I can show you step by step on this computer.
Oh, sorry, I'm actually running a little late.
Okay, then here is a CD and a manual. It explains how to get started.
Number 41. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 42. According to the man, why should Ms. Wheeler install software? Number 43. What does Jody give to Ms. Wheeler? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Brenda, you know that Greenhill Construction buys building materials from our store instead of their supplier when they need something quickly, right? Well, I'm wondering if we should start offering them a discount.
It didn't seem worth it to create a special contract when we looked into it last year.
Yes, but they're providing more business than ever before. We should reward them for their loyalty.
I see what you mean.
Let's look at what the company has bought over the past 6 months to see if we can come up with a fair rate. Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. What does the man suggest when he says, "But they're providing more business than ever before"? Number 46. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Cruiser, I just got a call from Tyler's Toys. They need us to cater 50 servings for their event tomorrow instead of 20.
That's more than double. Do they want the same three-course meal?
No, they changed it to a buffet-style lunch.
If so, that's too much for me to handle by lunchtime tomorrow.
Steve was supposed to have off tomorrow, but I could call him in to help you. Also, I'll hire a part-time assistant to clean and prepare ingredients.
Okay, I should be able to do it with their help.
Number 47. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 48. What problem does the woman mention? Number 49. What will the speakers do to resolve the problem? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, we're wondering if this hotel has an on-site restaurant.
I'm sorry, we don't have a place to eat here in the building, but there are a number of restaurants nearby.
Well, I'm not sure we'd be comfortable walking around a lot. We're not familiar with this neighborhood.
Yeah, we've never stayed in this area before.
I completely understand. Then I'd recommend the Bohemian Cafe.
Is it far from here?
Not at all. It's right across the street, and I'd be happy to call and reserve a table for you.
Number 50. Where does the woman work? Number 51. Why are the men concerned? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation. Good morning, Ms. Hummel. It's a pleasure to meet a representative of Cedarburg University.
You may have heard from the media that the National College Athletes Association requires us to upgrade our sports facilities, including the main stadium and indoor sports arena.
Is there anything in particular that you have in mind?
First, we want to increase the seating capacity of the main stadium up to 30,000 and replace the seats with more comfortable ones.
You've come to the right place, then. We manufacture and install a wide variety of stadium seats made of diverse materials. In addition, for nominal fees, we offer seasonal plans that include visits to maintain seats after every game. Number 53. Who most likely is the woman? Number 54. What are the speakers discussing? Number 55. What does the man say his company offers for small fees? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Sandeep, are you busy right now? I've just finished writing the information sheet that I'll give to the Attica sales representatives during my presentation. Could you check it and give me some tips?
Sure, but it would be better to ask someone more familiar with the company. Actually, Ms. Kojima used to work at Attica Sales.
I didn't know that. I'll talk to her right now. I know we're not the only company that Attica Sales is thinking about hiring. We need to find a way to make our company stand out from the rest.
Number 56. What does the woman say she has done? Number 57. What does the man suggest when he says, "Ms. Kojima used to work at Attica Sales"? Number 58. According to the woman, what are the Attica sales representatives doing? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for allowing me to interview you. My professor will be really impressed if I include a quote from you when I give my presentation about your airline.
I'm glad to hear that. I founded Atlantic Airlines with a goal of utmost customer satisfaction. We always do our best to achieve it.
That's interesting. What do you plan to do to increase your customer satisfaction?
We will introduce a new fare class, Premium Economy. We are removing some seats to provide more legroom for our customers before the summer peak travel time.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What goal is the woman trying to achieve? Number 61. According to the woman, what will take place in the summer? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and directory. Good morning and welcome to the Roxbury Clinic. Do you have a scheduled appointment?
I'm from Hinkle Designs. My site manager should have called you this morning.
Oh, yes. I just got off the phone with him.
Great. So you know that I'm delivering several boxes of eyeglasses for your on-site stock. Should I just take them up to your display area?
Actually, we'd like you to store them in our billing department for now until we have time to sort them out.
Okay. I'll get everything from my truck and then go up there.
Number 62. Who most likely is the man? Number 63. Why does the woman make a visit? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where is the woman told to go? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Sahir, did you get the email from the parks director? The concession stand in the roller coaster section of the park is going to be closed down for a month while it undergoes renovations.
I saw that. It's about time that some improvements are made to that site.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But won't it be confusing for the people who visit the park? They'll see it on our park directory and try to go there.
That shouldn't be an issue. Jesse will design a new map to hang at the main entrance and around the park. It'll show the temporary change.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. Which concession stand will be temporarily closed? Number 66. What problem does the man mention? Number 67. What does the woman say that Jesse will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list. Hello, I'm interested in signing up for your business development workshop. I tried registering online several times this morning, but it didn't move to the billing page, so I just decided to give a call.
Oh, I'm sorry about the inconvenience, sir. We are working on them now, and it will be back to normal in a couple of hours. Will you attend the entire workshop?
Unfortunately, I have to miss the first day of the event, and general seating is fine with me.
All right. Next, I'll help you make the payment. Would you tell me which payment method you prefer?
Number 68. What problem does the man mention? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much should the man pay? Number 70. What is the man asked to do?